Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, and welcome to the training on websites. I want to discuss today whether or not you should have a website, what the arguments for, what the arguments against, and give you my take on why I am honestly very frequently at the moment saying online that you don't need a website, that you don't need a bio, that you don't need a logo, you don't need niches, pillars, because I find that these things are really distracting. The thing that creates clients is really, really simple. It isn't your niche, it isn't your pillars, it isn't even spending too much time on your ideal client, if any. The way that I invite my clients to think about who they are speaking to, defining their message, clarifying exactly what they do, what the transformation is, and what the results are, is by starting with their offer. You need to have an offer in order to have something to talk about. Otherwise, you're just online, being an influencer, sharing nice things about your life, sharing how much change and how much joy and how much fulfillment you have, but you're not actually being an agent for change and supporting people to make the decision to invest in themselves by hiring you as their life coach. That is such an important distinction. So notice, be onto yourself when you are focused on a logo, a website, trying to write out your pillars. When really the best way to figure out what to say to people and to be able to speak powerfully to people that has them already a yes when they're on a consult with you is by getting out there and mastering your message. That is one of the most income generating activities that you can do because it's client facing, because it gets you visible, it gets you seen, and it gets you out there. Because when you're behind the scenes trying to figure out what website to use or tinkering with another landing page or tinkering with a sign-up form, all of these things are distracting you from actually building dialogue, building connections, and meeting the people who you might actually end up coaching with you. And I want you to notice as well, if you're still fixated on needing a website, ask yourself why. Why is a website so important to you? Because I made this mistake when I started. I started off my coaching business and I immediately signed up for a domain, which, by the way, I do encourage you to do have a domain and secure your name if you so wish. You'll have to renew it every year. That's not a problem. It doesn't tend to be very expensive, especially if it's your own name that's in your business, because it probably hasn't been used. But securing your domain, so you have the www.coachingwithpamela.com, like whatever that is for you, that's your domain name. Securing that doesn't mean that you necessarily have to build the website. That's basically the same as like building the rights to a plot of buying the rights to a plot of land, but not actually building the house yet. What I did when I started was that I immediately got my domain and I immediately started on WordPress. But here's the thing, I didn't know how to use WordPress. I didn't know how to use it. So I wasted hours upon hours trying to figure it out. As soon as I actually figured out how to use it, I transferred to Kajabi anyway and it doesn't use WordPress. All of that time was wasted. All of the money that I made in that time, therefore, did not even come from my website. Case in point. So when you ask yourself why you want a website, what you'll hear from your friends and family, remember, and if you are getting advice from them, unless they are a life coach who have built a successful coaching business, unfortunately, they're the wrong people to get advice from. What you're looking for is professionalism. You're looking to come across as credible. You're looking to come across as trustworthy. You're trying to develop trust in your audience. You want to be seen as serious. You want to be seen as reliable. You want people to know that you are a real business. those are the true reasons why I find that coaches, what was true for me as well at the time, why we fixate so much on a website. It's very old school thinking. This is the shift. You create professionalism. You create trustworthiness. You take your business seriously. You know your credibility. You know that you are a reliable, credible, trustworthy life coach. And when you truly know that deep in your bones, and you truly have the belief that you can help someone through your coaching, and you actually go out and have a one-to-one dialogue with somebody, whether that's online or in person, and you communicate that to them in a way that is completely soul-led, completely from service, completely in your grounded self-trust, they ain't going to care if you have a website. They want to know what the next step to working with you is. And it isn't a website. It's booking a consult to work with you. It's filling out your form to work with you. It's asking for the payment link to work with you. So the things that you think your website is going to give you are not the things that a website can give you. Only you can give that to you. And if you're giving your power away to a website or a logo or a bio or a sentence, then you're completely missing the CEO energy that you need to become a business owner and paid life coach. Because if you think that being a professional life coach is found in a website, in your bio, in your sentences, in having some pillars, in having a niche, you're outsourcing your power and you're giving other things the power to pay you. When the only thing that can pay you is your own belief in yourself, and then you taking action from that place and getting out there and communicating your offer and sharing it to people. Now, if you're thinking, yeah, but Pamela, people need a place to go. Fair enough. I hear you. You're not wrong. That's what social media is for. Instagram is basically a website. And I know most of you here already have an Instagram that is already up and running, that you're already leveraging for your business. You've got your little bio section. Put something in there. It doesn't matter what. Call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. It doesn't freaking matter. Manifestation coach, spirituality coach, mindset coach, energetics coach, somatic coach, business coach, life coach for mums, mum coach, whatever. No one cares. They want to know that you can help them. Choose a name, choose a sentence, get it up there, get it done. Choose a picture that you feel confident about. Then you've got your stories for your general updates and news. You've got your highlights that are basically the equivalent of a landing page. Every single one, your homepage, about me page, story page, results, client testimonials, your offers. That's your highlights. Your feed is your blog page. It's a website. I'll let that sink in for a sec. Even your Facebook, if you're just on Facebook, you've got your feed. Again, that's like your blog page. You can have your offers. You can pin an offer. That's your landing page. You can do your little sentence up there. Tell people what you do. Don't overthink it. Doesn't matter. You can do your wallpaper, your banner at the top. Again, telling people what you do. That's your homepage. In every single post on the PS, you could have your offer on there. If you feel like that isn't enough, create a Canva post. Have a Canva document that looks pretty, that feels like a reflection of you, that does your offer justice, that does you justice, what you care about justice, and put it on a document. Do a landing page in Canva if you want there to have another link. It doesn't need to be complicated. My client, who has so far made all of her money without a website, she didn't even have a CRM system to work with at the very beginning. She literally sent emails from her business email account, literally from her Outlook, one at a time, old school, and an Excel spreadsheet. Literally. Now, of course, those things may not be sustainable. And fair enough, if you want to set yourself up for the long-term growth. But what I invite you to consider is where you are spending 80% of your time. If 80% of your time at the moment is in researching a website, being in Facebook groups, asking for what you should be doing, getting frustrated, going around in circles, feeling like you're losing hours, tinkering constantly with your website, and then you're not even using it, you're not even sharing it, then be on to yourself. That 80% of that time could be precious time that you are using on the things that matter. If you already have a website, you're going to fall into one of two categories. You have a website and you're not using it. This was the case with, well, quite a few of my clients. This is the case with quite a few of my clients. They have a website, they're not using it. So they've gone, again, basically what I did in the first year. They've gone through all that painstaking time and effort of trying to build a website and they've not even used it. It's not in the link in their bio. They're not sending it to people. They're not giving out business cards. It's literally just doing nothing. If that's you, not a problem. Here's the switch. It's a lot of beautiful work and it's going to come in handy in the future, but do not run and try and revive it right now because you're not ready. The way I know you're not ready is because if you are ready, and this is the school of you that are watching this, you have a website and it is working. I classify myself in that group. I have a website now. It is working. I use it. I leverage it frequently. I didn't need to make money, but I have evolved to the level where it is now a valuable use of my time because it makes me money and it is an active part of my business that I have intentionally created to put in there. And you know when that time comes because the idea of writing your website is easy for you. It flows for you. When it comes to writing your About Me page and it's the right time, it's because you have something to say. It's because you are so clear and convicted and confident that you know who you are and what you stand for and what your mission and your vision and your vision and your values and your why and your purpose is, that you're so clear on who you serve that it doesn't stress you out to say it, that you have so many case studies to put on there that it totally makes sense to have a results page like I do. That when you are selling your offers, you're so clear and confident about who it's for, what it is about, what it does, the transformation it takes people through, the steps that it takes to get there, that again, you're just like, blah, 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 done. And off you go. That's why it now takes me just a few hours to whip up a landing page if I need a fresh one. But if you don't have that clarity within and you don't have that conviction and you don't have the experience of taking clients through a process, don't waste your time trying to figure it out before you've done it. You've got to have been on the journey to tell the story. You've got to have been on that holiday to be able to tell people what it's like to be there. Same with this. You've got to have served some people. You've got to have got to a stage where it is so clear and obvious to you who you are and what you're about and what you care about that when it comes to articulating it, it's easy, which means doing a website, which is like such a static, like this is me type of statement. But any less than that, yeah, of course it's going to stress you out. Of course it's going to feel like a lot. Of course you don't know what to say because you're not there yet. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a really, really beautiful thing to be in that place of discovery, to be in that place of becoming, to be in that place of exploration and figuring out who you are. This is why I do not teach my clients to have a niche, to define themselves by some title. To feel like you have to have pillars to be able to categorize the things that you don't even know yet. Like, no wonder you find it hard and find it boring and find it painstaking. And you're finding that you're still not posting, even though you know all these things and all these fabulous business things that other gurus have told you about. What if you tried my approach? My approach is have an offer. start with your offer. Start with your offer and communicate it like it's the bee's knees. You may not have the confidence to do that yet. I don't expect you to, because you're new at this, you're still figuring it out. I sure as hell didn't have the confidence to do it, but you know what I did have? I had the conviction. I had the conviction and I had the courage to get out there and try, to get out there and do the client-facing, client-generating activities that I knew would make me money. And it starts with your message. It starts with being willing to say it in every which way. It starts with trusting the message as it wants to come through, not waiting for the right message to come through, but trusting moment to moment that you do know exactly what to say, and being willing to trust whatever comes through and whatever comes off that. Because when you start doing that, you start to build momentum. You start to get your message out there. You start to find your voice. You start to build more comfort being seen, being visible. You're bringing your nervous system along with the journey. You're building your capacity to hold more. You're starting to get clearer. You're starting to have more clarity, and people are starting to reflect it back to you. They're starting to pay attention. You're seeing your engagement increase. You're seeing the DMs increase. If you have been asking people to DM you, don't be surprised if you're not getting DMs and you've not been asking people to DM you. You're going to start your consults being booked out. And when you're on those consults, you're going to start hearing people say to you, "You're in my head. You're speaking directly to me. I know that you're the coach for me because I've heard your story and I know that you've been there." Not, "Oh, I'm working with you because you have a website." No, no, no. It's just a tool we use. What you're forgetting when you're fixated on the website or the logo or the niche or the pillars or the bio or the sentence is that you're missing the point. The point is in the message. The point is in you getting visible to your people, even if you're not sure who that is yet. And there is mastery to be had with that. That is how you start to build the momentum that starts to build the inner confidence. Notice how confidence is a result of you taking action, not something that is required to take action. Very different things. And as you finally start making money and creating clients, and also I just want to offer, this shift can happen in a moment, and it can happen in a day, and it can take a couple of weeks. And for some, it takes a few months. Who knows what your timeline is? It's not for me to say what your timeline is, but whatever your timeline is, let it be what it is. Your resistance to what is right now is why you still feel like you're not there yet. Because there will never come, because you can only be where you are, because all that ever exists is the now. Those of you who have read Eckhart Tolle will know what I mean, but to hear it in the context of your business, it's a bit different, right? You cannot be there because you are not there. You are here where you are. Everything that you have right now, the clients you already have or don't have, is a result of who you are right now. That for some of you is a really beautiful thing to hear if you have the results that you want. For those of you who don't have the money or the clients that you want, and you're not in that phase of momentum building, and you can see now that you have been fixated on the wrong things, well, not fixated, but at least distracted with the wrong things, and you're wondering where the clients are coming, even though you've been thinking about it so much, even though you've been doing so much work, it's because you've been distracted in the wrong areas. I hope this has given you some food for thought. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your time and energy today. And I can't wait to see you next time.